tonight. Everybody Pyeongchang tonight.
Man cannot be saved by bread alone.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio dial.
Set a course for adventure.
The time has come to cross this line into mystery and danger.
The word that best describes today is
Snicky Snacks.
So take that to the bank.
Good morning. Welcome to the Courtney and Company Show. I'm Courtney. Hello.
Hello.
There's Kevin.
Hello.
Everybody's not saying hello with their names. And this is Lance.
Hi.
Rehearsal's overrated.
Oh, my goodness. So yesterday, you know, all the boring Olympics there have been moments. Don't get me wrong. I love them. Nick is not into them and doesn't get my love of the Olympics. I think it goes back many, many years ago when I was a figure skater and dreamed that one day I would be the flower girl. No.
That totally makes sense. Why does he not kind of follow that logic?
He's just not into it like I am, and I love it. But yes, last night and yesterday, so many exciting moments that we will break down. In our prep today, there's that story about the figure skater that skated AC/DC. Mm-hmm. We covered that yesterday. But we'll talk Olympics because it was a big night. We'll also talk about some stupid article that somebody wrote saying that we should not be calling the women's figure skaters ladies. It's an antiquated phrase and blah, blah.
And instead we should be calling them
women. But ladies is like an old school term. I don't even understand it. But I read it and thought, what is everybody? Just stop. It's not a slam at them.
No.
If they would have called, if they said these bees, I understand. Well,
dolls.
Don't you think that the word antiquated is an antiquated term?
Yeah. I believe that is even in the title. Yeah, I like those old school words.
What's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with them.
Ladies is not offensive, and if it's not your preferred word that you like to use, so what? Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Judge Judy doesn't care. But we do have a lot of stuff to give away on the show today, and we're not going to have time to cover this, Kevin. Kevin was worried about the color of his poo this morning.
it was green, like Hulk color green, and I'm like,
he had food coloring.
Yeah, too. That'll do it.
That's what I'm hoping.
All right, case solved, closed. Now we're gonna move on.
Thanks, science team.
Yes, that's us. We're super qualified.
Speaking of green, the Shamrock Shake is back.
Yeah,
ooh, there you go.
No, but we have
something to look forward to, Kevin.
We have tickets to give away to Justin Timberlake's show, the Man of the Woods tour that comes here in December at the Scott Trade Center. Tickets go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. But we will have your tickets today. Jill will have your tickets today. And so will Paul Cook. We also have things you didn't know this morning. And the movie trailer game will kick it off again. And you will stomp it like you have been doing all week. We will take the voiceover of a movie trailer, classic movie. And you have to guess the movie based on the voiceover that Lance will then recreate. So we'll do that three times this morning. Weather-wise, I was a little concerned this morning. I don't know what's going on. I haven't heard your traffic yet, Lance, but I was a little concerned this morning because, if it drops a few degrees, that commute would have been nasty. But my commute was okay, but I took it easy. But people are still flying.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah.
I sometimes lay the blame on that in terms of marketing SUVs and four-wheel drive vehicles. You can go through anything. Yeah, you can. The problem is stopping.
Yes.
I've always said that.
Yeah, just take it easy. You don't have anywhere that you have to be. I mean, if you're at work, you're late. So what? Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
But we have a winter weather advisory in effect for the metro area until noon. Light wintry mix is going to move through the area this morning, and it's going to end by mid-morning. And then it's going to be cloudy and breezy and a little warmer today with a high of 46. And then good news, rain returns tonight.
Hey.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, that's what it says. And then tomorrow, another chance of showers with a high of 55. And then Saturday, 60.
Take it.
Right now, it is 34, and here is Lance with a look at your commute.
And this look is sponsored by Staples.
Y98 with The Morning Show. It's Courtney, Kevin, Lance. Jen will be here in a little while. We'll have your news, your extended forecast, and what else? I don't know. Traffic. Sorry, Lance.
And lots of larks.
Sorry, I think it's probably the most important thing we do in this segment. Right. No offense to the news, but you can get the news so many places. Lance is vital to the to the show in
Let's
so many
talk,
ways.
Compensation.
I'm not in charge of that, man. I'm so weak. I've got no pull. You know, we always talk about that when you go to a store and they rip off the wrong ticket, and then you said you wanted a different one, you always have to buy that ticket.
Right, yeah.
Well, somebody didn't. And, you know, they'll never know this because, they don't know this stranger that they... There was a woman in Maryland. She was buying a lottery ticket, and the cashier grabbed the wrong one. So she made him grab the one she wanted instead and left. Guy behind her in line said, "Hey, I'll buy the other ticket. $30,000.
Yep. That's why you got to
take it.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, unless it's like a $20 ticket, you know, but still $30,000. Mm-hmm. Again, that person will never know, but you always got to take it, even if they print you off an extra Powerball or whatever it may be. All right, here now is Lance Hildebrand with a look at your traffic.
And this time around,
Niall Horan.
I'm sorry.
On 198.
Yeah, we both nodded, but I don't know what the nod means. You continue, Jen.
6:10 on the morning show. Winter weather advisory. I feel like this is only for people who are outside the heat hole that is St. Louis. The city, the county, parts of the county, I feel like. St. Clair County. Doing I this morning because it's 34. So that rain hitting the ground is now freezing. Last night was slippery, though. Last night, that rain was freezing immediately. I almost bit it a couple times. So just be careful this morning because you never know when it is going to change from rain to black ice. And as you know, when the sun is not up, it's really hard to tell.
Just be careful. Right. You don't need to fly somewhere and risk everyone involved. All right, last night and yesterday, actually, the Olympics. The ladies, did you hear me talking about somebody wrote a column about how the saying ladies for women's figure skating is old and...
I get it. It depends on which event. Some event are women's, you know, giant slalom. And other ones are ladies figure skating.
They were just talking about figure skating. It's called women's figure skating, but they say the ladies are up next. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I also don't get bothered by that kind of stuff. I think we're getting too angry about insignificant things.
I feel like when they refer to them as ladies, that's why the woman who skated to Thunderstruck is facing opposition from people like Johnny Weir because he's like, lady figure skaters don't do that.
That's Johnny Weir. I think that the majority of the people love the Thunderstruck. She didn't have the technical ability that the other skaters did, but I say mix it up. Mix it up, man. I like that people are skating to different things, but let's get back to the ladies hockey team. Yes, the U.S. women finally... First time in 20 years in a shootout, won the gold medal.
So now we move on to round six. And the United States won the toss. They elect to go first. We go round by round. Jocelyn Lamoureux. Two goals apiece in the shootout. Lamoureux moving in on Zabanas. She deeks and scores! Oh, my gosh. That's electrifying. That's as good as you're going to see anywhere. Megan Augusta. She scored earlier. Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped. The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang.
Wow. And you know it was the anniversary of the Miracle on Ice?
Really? Oh, the men's?
Yes.
Oh, so
wow.
Cool.
So many cool things.
Anniversary of Miracle on Ice. 20 years since the women last won gold in Olympic hockey. And round six of the shootout. I mean, does it get any crazier than that? Like, take that, TJ Oshie's Olympic moment. You know, what round was that in the shootout for the men a couple years back?
So exciting. And then a lot of people are talking about this online because the call was so spirited, shall we say.
Okay.
You know, cross country has not been America's bag.
What?
You know, we don't ski to work. like other places.
And cross country is not, I mean, it's long. Well, this it's hard to keep that excitement up.
This was like a cross country sprint, team sprint event. Last time the U.S. and the only other time the U.S. won in cross country was in 1976, and it was a guy. But yesterday, Jesse Diggins took home the gold, and here's the call.
So close for the U.S. on so many occasions, now moving up on the inside, into second place.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket, and Stan Nielsen leading Jesse Diggins into the final turn. Can Diggins answer?
As the roars rattle around the cross-country stadium in Pyeongchang, Sweden, the U.S., and Norway come into the line.
Here comes Diggins! Here comes
Diggins! Diggins making the play around Sweden. Jesse Diggins to the line.
Yes!
And it is Jesse Diggins delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history. The first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
I mean,
listen. Very American Ninja Warrior. I think we need more Matt Iceman in the commentary.
You know what makes cross country more exciting? A case of Red Bull. Like those guys had.
You know, they were so bored probably half the time that this thank goodness we got something to get excited about.
Well, and going in, they're like, oh, great. We get to announce the one that there are going to be no American winners.
Yeah, and her partner for it, I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's K-I-K-K-A-N is her first name. Kikan?
Kakao!
Kikan! She's the only mom in the Olympics. She's 35. She's the only mom on the U.S. Olympic team. U.S. Olympic team. And then freestyle skiers David Wise and Alec Ferrara won gold and silver in the men's half pipe. Let's see. We've got a silver in the women's bobsled.
Nice.
And snowboarder Jamie Anderson took silver in the big air. And then Lindsey Vonn set the pace for the first event in the skiing, but then didn't hit the gate, so she didn't finish the run. But Michaela Schifrin finished second and got a silver last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
So lots of cool things that are happening.
Man,
that
way happened.
Come on. We needed to sprinkle this throughout.
No, the team coach was like, you guys step it up. We're almost done with this.
Right, but it moved us up in the medal count. I mean, we were like 6, and we moved up to 4.
Ooh. Nice.
So, yeah.
Little leapfrog. Gold in the leapfrog!
And tonight, of course, Russia will take the gold and silver in women's figure skating.
Great. Lance Hildebrand now. Gold medal every day in our book.
I want that introduction from that guy. By the way, thank you for that. But I want
Lance Hildebrand!
Right.
He wins the golden trophy!
Hildebrand! Hildebrand!
He's at the gate! Here comes Hildebrand!
Good morning. Traffic is sponsored by Staples. 70 eastbound after the Blanchett Bridge.
What about food? Yeah, it's about time. 6:27, so we need to start talking about food this morning so we can start craving this stuff.
I've got to tell you, for 2 days I've been craving Fruity Pebbles.
Really?
That's
funny. Oh yeah, since we talked about it with Sue.
Yeah.
And Sue, that's Sue's go-to, that's her go-to comfort food. So
really?
Sue filled in for you.
I learned something new about Ms. Thomas.
And yes. I said I hadn't had it in years. She said, you need
good.
To revisit.
So
foodie.
Now it's just been stuck in your brain. Okay, we'll get to something that's making a return, but first, let's talk about your coffee. Folgers.
Well, my mom and my dad, it's all they buy.
The best part of waking up.
On the vacation, not to be snobby, but we'd have to go out and get some better brew.
My parents drink Folgers. And although my mom's big into, she has a Keurig, she's big into the K-Cups because she doesn't care about the environment. But, you know, there are a lot of coffee snobs, you know, and they're trying to attract younger people. I'll say this. We had Folgers when we were on vacation in Florida, and maybe it's because I was on vacation.
It tasted good to you?
It was fine. I think I doctor it up with enough stuff, cream and schmoo, that it tasted fine. And I like it strong.
I do, too.
I think that's the other thing. People who buy Folgers
don't make it strong.
Our parents buy Folgers, and they make it really watered down.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So that's the problem. You make it strong enough, it's aight.
And the water matters, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe that's what it was, Florida water. So they're going after a younger market with a new premium coffee called 1850. That's the year the company was founded under its original name, Pioneer Steam.
I don't know about that.
Don't call it Pioneer Steam. You're going to get another visual there.
It's the after picture.
Yeah, right. And St. Patrick's Day has officially begun. The Shamrock Shake has returned to McDonald's.
That's your love, right? You love a Shamrock Shake?
Oh my gosh, I used to, when the commercials came on, we had to go to McDonald's and get a Shamrock Shake. By the way, there's a new Shamrock.
Here's your Irish music, and then it stops.
McDonald's came up with a completely new app. It's the Shamrock Shake Finder app. You can go to the Apple, you can go to the App Store or Google Play and download it to figure out who already has the Shamrock Shake.
All right. When's the last time you actually had one, though, Jen?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I tried to make, you know, on Pinterest, they have like healthy Shamrock Shake. It's not great.
I wonder if you'd still like it.
Yeah.
You know when you have something that you haven't had?
It's better in your head sometimes when you're a kid. Like, I kind of want to keep it that way. And then, red wine, good for your teeth? Apparently, according to a new study, it can prevent cavities and fight gum disease.
Hmm. Yeah, but you have
purple
teeth.
You're going to need some white strips, though.
Yeah, you need those wine wipes.
Yeah, right. Olive Garden has a new invention. Oh, I kind of like this. It's the Meatball Pizza Bowl. An edible bowl made out of pizza dough that's filled with cheese, sauce, and 10 meatballs.
Oh, my Lord.
I'd give that a spin.
That is heavy duty.
You know what, though? I could see Nick making one at home. That's going to be the new thing, people making pizza bowls at home.
I could see him doing that,
actually. Oh, my goodness. Costs $9 and comes with unlimited salad and breadsticks, as if you need more bread. You have a bowl made out of bread. I'd like more breadsticks, please.
Olive Garden's just like, you know what? We don't care. We're going to throw it all.
Right. We don't care.
What was the one that they did last week that I thought sounded good? It was the noodles that were crispy, right?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It sounded really good, though. Yeah, and, you know, I told you, I've never been to Olive Garden. They're getting lots of fatty things on there that I might like.
And finally, raise a glass. It's National Margarita Day.
Woo!
Jimmy Buffett's happy.
Doesn't even make sense.
I know. Shouldn't it be closer to Cinco de Mayo? Right?
It doesn't. I don't understand why.
I celebrate all year long, really. Yeah.
A little too acidy for me. I can't do more. And, you know, the tequila incident of 1980-something.
It's so good. It's so, 2/3 of people prefer a frozen margarita to one on the rocks. What is wrong with you?
Do you like the salt?
I do like the salt.
Nick does not get, it's saltless on the rim.
I like the salt. It complements I usually get a lime.
Margarita?
Lime margarita. Mm-hmm. And of course, I've already told you, I get them from Nacho Mama's in Rock Hill. And you can get them through the drive-thru.
Pull around.
Get them through the drive-thru. There were...
Doesn't seem legal for some reason.
It is.
I think the same thing, too.
It is because there's a lid on it, and they don't put the straw in it, so it's not an open container, I think.
Open,
I don't
there's
know.
A straw
hole. They found a way around it. I don't know.
We should probably not talk about it anymore on the air.
What, you think they're going to shut them down?
I don't know. Mm.
No, I think they're going about this in a legal way. I've been talking about it for years. Drive-through margarita. Sometimes you just need it on the way home. I don't have margarita mix in my house.
I don't either. I don't drink margaritas. All right, what's coming up in Schmig?
We have a lot to cover in Entertainment Schmig. More Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. Because apparently we're done talking about it, but their friends aren't. Mm. Reasons that contributed to their split. We don't... You probably are a little interested. We'll have that for you in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Damon Schmig.
And big news announced yesterday. Imagine Dragons coming to town, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, on July 11th. I, of course, heard it in my car while I was driving with my kids, and my son is super excited.
They're big with the young boys. That sounds bad, but you know what I mean?
No.
It's a lot of moms saying that they wanted to get tickets for their sons.
Yeah. He wants to go to a lot of shows this year.
Yeah, he's getting into that. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, age.
Foo Fighters, Imagine Dragons. He likes the Matt and Kim. They curse a lot, but she plays a mean set of drums, and he's into the drums. So I'm like on the fence about that one at the pageant. Like, oh, I think that would be so great for a drummer. But all the cursing, all of the cursing. You kind of have to prep your kids going into it. Like, they may say
it's
bad words.
It's not going to scar him.
No, they're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
They may say bad words and just know that that's their choice, but we don't do that. All right, moving on. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. Lots of people talking now that they've split. Apparently, jealous Justin, he stumbled upon some things that she had saved from Brad Pitt.
I feel like this is totally made up.
Okay, well, even if it's made up, like you, I want your opinion.
Okay.
If you were married to someone and you came across post-it notes that they had saved from their ex, little things that he said like, you looked nice tonight or miss you already, would you be angry?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Like you're holding on to those. Right. You've moved a bunch.
You've moved on.
And you've moved those with you.
Right.
All the love notes from my past are gone.
I don't know if I have mine or not.
They might be in a box that you're not aware of.
Right.
Right. What you're saying. That's a great point.
I have to say, like, if you're secure enough in your relationship, it shouldn't bother you.
That's why I think it's not.
Wait, are you
nonsense.
You saying actors are not always secure?
Yeah, right.
What?
Well, yeah, they're watching their significant other make out with other people.
Right.
That's
got
to be a little uncomfortable.
And apparently Jennifer and Justin tried to start a family early in their relationship. It didn't work out. She was sad that it never happened, but it never consumed her. To which I say, if they really wanted a family, there are other ways to go about
that. But people want to put a kid in her arms and in her belly.
Right.
Like, you're a woman. You're supposed to want to have a baby.
Yeah. I don't believe that story is less believable to me than the post-it notes.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're both kind of, I think we're looking for something. Maybe it just didn't work.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton apparently tried to have a baby together, but after a year it didn't work. So they've decided to put that on hold. Great. Prince. His brothers and sisters are a little upset at how much this estate costs to run. Apparently $600,000 a month.
Hmm.
And they're angry because they want some money.
Oh my, that's
they're
a
afraid
lot.
That the estate is just burning through cash, and when it's time to distribute the inheritance, they're not going to have anything.
Oh man.
Hmm.
$600,000 a month. What is going on? What's going on inside the estate?
They want their money.
Yeah.
I just think it makes them look not great. You know what I mean? It's not the money they earned.
Right.
I
mean,
but at the same time, don't you think that they had to go to court to say like, oh, can we re-examine
the
exactly
expenses.
What we're spending money on? Because $600,000 a month when he's not alive anymore seems crazy.
The Paisley Park complex is a big place, but I don't know that it costs $600,000 a month to run it and maintain it.
Right. Online at Y98.com, Jane Seymour posing for Playboy. She didn't go nude, but she's 67
gorgeous.
And apparently has not done anything to her body, What is that?
Yeah, that was so... I know what it's from, Wedding Crashers.
Oh.
Call me Kitty Cat, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No surgeries, no injections. She said every day she's kind of tempted, but then she looks at people she knows and doesn't recognize them.
Wow. Did you... And you put the picture... She looks
She looks great. I can remember when we interviewed her, gosh, I'd say about 10 or so years ago for her heart diamond thing or whatever, her jewelry line.
Yeah.
And she came in the studio and she looked gorgeous.
I do not remember that at all.
I do, because she could not have been nicer.
Yes, she was just...
She was so nice.
I don't know why. I have things blocked out for some reason. And stupid things are in their place.
Yeah. She said she feels much sexier now than she did when she was younger.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Older people are
comfortable in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb and Dumber. Remember the broken down mini bike that Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels ride in the movie?
Yeah, on the way to Colorado, right?
Yeah.
And they're freezing? Mm-hmm.
They ride it into Aspen, yeah. One of two bikes they used in the movie. The other one was given to Planet Hollywood because, you know.
It's so huge and the place to be.
some guy put it up for auction. Just sold for $50,000.
All right. Mm. That's somebody that just has too much money.
Right. I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to go up against Planet Hollywood. Olympics took the top 7 spots in the ratings last week. Bachelor, though, had just under 6 million viewers on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight, more primetime Olympics. Lindsey Vonn and Michaela Schifrin go against each other in another skiing event. Snowboard's new big air event, Julia Marino and Haley Langland compete. And the finale of the Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I feel like it just started. That's because it did. There were only 4 episodes. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. More at 8:40. And Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
And that's sponsored by Boost.
Y98, that's BB Rexa featuring Florida Georgia Line and meant to be at 708. 34 now downtown. So downtown, luckily, with the heat hole.
It's pretty nice.
It's gained
right now
a couple degrees, and we're not dealing with ice, but some outlying areas may be dealing with that. Like we said, it only takes a couple degrees to make a difference between rain and ice. And of course, don't forget the bridges and overpasses. Driving in today, headed westbound on 40. There was an accident, I think, you know, just due to a little ice with the overpass.
Yeah, I told Kevin, I called Kevin. I always call him on my way in because I know he's already here. Mm-hmm. Just to ask him his take on the roads. Right. And he let me know, you know, just be careful on bridges and overpasses. And I said, I'm almost 50. I believe I know that rule by now.
Well, some people apparently don't.
Take it easy, man. All right, so I'm sure you don't remember the last impulse buy you had. I do because it was just last night.
Oh, no.
I had to go to Walgreens. Walgreens is my impulse buy one-stop shop.
Yeah. Target is mine. Yeah. Oh, I did have one over the weekend at Target.
Okay.
I bought some Easter egg garland. These Easter eggs that look like the plastic eggs. They're just painted.
Yeah.
Like,
for what? For like your mantle?
I strung it from our new chandelier in our dining room.
Oh, that's cute. Kevin, do you have any idea?
The only one I can think of, the most recent one, was the new M&M caramel flavor. Because it was like, ooh, this looks enticing.
You didn't love it?
Didn't
it
love
was
it.
Meh.
Wish I did, but that was the last one I can really
Lance,
think of.
Lance, anything for you? Walgreens is your go-to, isn't it?
Walgreens, sometimes like in a Home Depot or something like that, it's like, hey, that's a nice little light, or that's a nice little knife. Yeah.
A knife?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, so I was at Walgreens last night. I had to pick up something, a few things, actually. And I pretty much stuck... I mean, I was proud of myself. I got out of Walgreens with the items I needed and one extra thing. Ben and Jerry's Stephen Colbert Americone.
Americone Dream.
Oh, my.
Oh, good.
It's like a drumstick in a pint. Mm-hmm. Drumsticks are my favorite ice cream. But I always try to hurry and get the vanilla ice cream out of the way to get to the cone.
Yeah.
Because that's the best part with a little... It's like a whole... The whole pint is like that. Nick's like, thanks for this.
It's been out for a few years.
Yeah, but I hadn't tried it.
Yeah,
I just saw
fantastic.
It was attractive to me, and it was worth it. It was a little pricey, though. All right, so this is crazy. How much do you think your total over the course of your life of impulse buys?
Oh, no.
Gosh. What is the total?
The average bear?
The average for people in their life on just impulse buys.
Lifetime.
$37.
Yeah, that's it.
Yay!
I'm going to say $60,000.
I was going to say $50,000.
Oh, man. I was going to say $10,000. I don't think it's that much, is it?
$324,000.
Oh, my gosh. That is a retirement account right there.
On just stuff we weren't planning to buy. And here are the top places and things that we buy.
Oh, yeah.
Food and groceries is a big one.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going to
say. Store, you have a list. You go off course.
Mm-hmm.
71% of us have a lot of impulse buys there. And listen to this. So 3 out of 4 Americans say they've bought candy at the register before. That means like 25% haven't.
Never?
Never?
Never.
Oh, come on.
We're not talking about every time.
That sounds about right.
Never.
Yeah, I think there's some people who are strong-willed enough.
What about when they were kids and they made their moms buy it?
Come on, it was a chunky.
Yeah, some people are strong-willed, but not 25% of people.
Right.
I would say it's 97%.
53% of us impulse do the impulse purchase when we're buying clothing. Well, you don't really know what you're buying when you go
buy clothing. Right.
Like, you go shopping to buy clothing, but you don't say, you don't know what you're buying.
Oh, but sometimes you go there to buy clothes and then the jewelry is like 50% off.
I mean, you're going to tell me in a clothing store you've never heard, oh, this is cute. Boom, right there. Yeah. That's the sale.
I know.
Household items, 33%. Take out food and delivery, 29%. I guess like you were getting a pizza and you got the fudge brownies.
No, I think it's you were going to make a meal and then you were too tired or didn't feel like it or were craving something else. And then you decided to do takeout, which is way more expensive than just.
Okay.
Or you saw the Steak and Shake ad and said, I'm going there.
I like the notion, too, of an impulse buy from a delivery person. It's like, hey, what else you got in your car?
Right.
And then finally, shoes. I'm not a shoe person. I think I'm like in the minority. Are you? You're not really.
I was just looking at shoes. I was going through Facebook this morning and there were shoe ads and I was like, oh, well, that's cute.
Uh-huh.
You don't buy a ton of shoes.
I don't buy a ton of shoes. I clicked on them.
Did you buy them?
Nope.
Okay, well, there you go.
What was the Reba McEntire? Was that a...
All right, let's not
get that's what it was.
To the Reba McEntire shoes I bought at Dillard's when I didn't know they were Reba McEntire's until they brought them. They said Reba, but I thought Reba was some other designer. Nope.
You thought it was Rebe.
Yeah. It was Courtney's night mission.
Yeah, we won't get into that at all. Here's Lance with traffic.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, westbound 2.